Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Before we get started with the show, I want you to make sure you check out our blog, and also we are on Twitter at Diva of Dual and on Facebook at Diva Days, and you can find us on iTunes, and also be sure to check out all the interviews and shows that we've done over the years here on Blog Talk Radio. So, we've been off the rock last week for the Labor Day weekend, so we have a couple of shows to get back on. And I think we have Anna here. Anna?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, and I'm Mama underscore Hooch.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Are you there?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm reporting from Key West, Florida. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and Carrie the Diva is not here tonight, but hopefully she'll be back soon. And before we get started with the show, just want to send our thoughts and prayers to everybody down in Florida that's facing Hurricane Irma tonight, and especially to our friend Jan.
Our friend Jan
down there.
Jan is down there.
Yeah, she's been a supporter of the Diva and a Big Days
fan. What about
Bob? And the Hapkas, they're down there too. But I'm not sure exactly where, but I'm thinking they're down around there somewhere. I think, well, anybody in Florida, from what I'm understanding.
Yeah, pretty much everybody.
Is going to get,
so
prayers, but I know Jan's right right down there.
Our prayers are with Jan and Bob and Amy and anybody else that is in the path of Irma. We're thinking of you and praying for you guys.
Yeah. Seems like she's just creeping along, and it's like taking forever to, you know.
Oh, which is really
before
scary
it was like it's supposed to hit
gathering.
It was supposed to be Saturday or so. Now it's not until Sunday it's supposed to hit, but I don't know. It's like
it's over.
I hope
it's
all
over
the hype
really warm
is
water
bad,
again.
Is what they say. Yeah, I know. I know. It doesn't sound good, but I don't know. But anyway, so
hopefully everybody's gotten safety.
Yeah.
And we're saying also, it's been a couple of weeks since we had our podcast. All the people
in
Houston as well that, you know, Houston and Texas surrounding areas that were affected by Hurricane Harvey. We have, you know, actually one of our Diva team, Carrie, our other Carrie was very blessed to not have her house flood, but she was in danger of it the entire time, and we were watching the house very closely down there. So she was very blessed to not have had her house completely inundated with water. So we're thinking of everybody there too. We don't want to forget about all the suffering that's still going on there, I know the news has to follow the current crises, but there's a lot of people that still have their water, their house literally underwater, and the rest of them are trying to dig out. So just sending out love to everybody.
Yeah, and they had all the big a lot of fires going out in the west in Oregon and California.
Oh, I know.
So it's like
one was
I know,
in Burbank.
I know.
Oh my gosh, almost got our beloved
one was close
NBC
to Burbank
studios. We were,
I heard it was like
one place,
around that area.
I know, you know, of course, number one is the concern for life, you know, for people getting out safely. But I have to admit, at some point, I did think, oh, my gosh, what if it burns the studio and they get the Horton Christmas ornaments? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. I know.
Like, I know
and
that's
the whole,
very
yeah,
trivial.
And all the sets and the
that's very trivial. But when you think about it, it's like, I mean, and it's symbolic because – you know,
part of
the
our
Hortons
lives.
Are our TV family,
days of
but
our
think
lives.
Of all the other families that have been at risk of losing their ornaments and their, you know, their family treasures and things like that. So it's symbolic of things, but thankfully they were able to get that fire under control. So, yeah, lots of stuff breaking out everywhere. So, you know, so if you need a good escape, just watch Days of Our Lives, right?
Yes, or listen to our show or whatever.
There you go. Listen to me trying to catch up.
See what's going on. Yeah, so we had it was kind of a fun week with the doppelgangers. They're kind of being, we've kind of ended the week with them being exposed. I don't know if you've seen that.
I'm totally behind. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I will follow your lead.
Okay. Good. All right.
Once again.
Yeah.
You
okay.
Follow,
well,
you lead. I'll follow.
Okay. Well, it was Hattie was exposed right at the end of the show. Well, we'll have to lead up to that by Hope.
Oh.
But it kind of all started. Yeah. With the whole thing with, you know, of course, Angelic is dead now, and so Hattie and Bonnie are kind of on their own. So they have their own agendas, and Hattie's was to get back at Elfie, a.k.a. Andre, and also to try to get her man, Mr. Roman, which she threw herself at Roman, and he had wanted nothing to do with her. And also she was a little PO'd at Kate because Kate kissed Roman. So she had this big plan with Andre she was helping Andre because he wanted to, get back at Kate. She wanted to get back at Kate.
Yeah.
So Andre wanted to have, he came to Marlena. Of course, he thinks this is Marlena. And he comes in asking for her help to say that he is mentally competent because he wants to kick Kate out and he wants to take over Demir Enterprises. And we talked about this before a little bit. Backtracking here with Condre, you know how much we both love Condre and Lauren and Kate and Andre.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been so cute and snarky, and you could always feel this underlying, maybe they care a little bit for each other. But the way it's going now, right now at this time, it's like they're very nasty to each other. Let's put it this way. Being like real bitchy to him, and he's being very revengeful, and not nice to her. They're just it's the dark. They're being like the War of the Roses, if you remember that. They're just and now it's just being mean and nasty, and it's not being nice at all. But anyway, so we'll see where this goes. So,
I don't like that.
So Kate, I know I don't like it either. But anyway, so he wants to. So he comes to Marlena, and of course Hattie, she thinks, okay, well I'll play along with him. So they want to have this news conference. So they go to this news conference, and he makes this, which is kind of silly when you think about it. He made this big speech that Roman and Kate were having an affair, and this was a reason that she was
God.
Not.
Oh, silly.
That was so stupid.
But they were not a legitimate.
I mean.
He was trying to get her off as, get her taken off as CEO. Is that?
Yeah,
so
and when in this day and age do a board of directors, especially the Demira board of directors, care if someone's having an affair? Like, what is big? But I don't know what the writers were thinking, and it was kind of dumb. And why would he even go?
Yeah.
Why would Andre even do this? Yeah, that was kind of dumb. But Teo played it well. It was really great. He was good. And he looked fantastic in his leather snakeskin type. Jacket he had on with all leather and the pants.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Anyway, so
Mama.
I just had and I don't know. Kate was looking. She's having. Looks like she's going with the longer hair. I don't know if you've noticed.
Uh-huh.
It looks like she's having
Oh, yeah.
Longer hair, and she had it like pulled back in like a little ponytail, and it looks like it's getting longer. So anyway, they were all there, and so Marlena finally comes up, and she declares, and Andre's just standing there feeling like, oh, really pleased with himself, because he's expecting Marlena to say, well, she comes out, I certify, and after all this, that he is mentally incompetent and should be taken away. Oh, and if anybody that knows Teo, hit the best expression, and the look on his face was like, what the hell just happened? He looks at her. So they take him away, and then Jennifer's there, and she wants a comment from Kate. Well, there was no sympathy from Kate at all. She just completely like threw him under the, you know, like she didn't say, oh, you know, she's like, she more or less agreed that, yeah, he's, but anyway, yeah, Jessica, you'll have to check that out. That's what I mean. They're not like being supportive of each other.
And he even came over.
And it was so sad because Andre came over. He said, Kate, you know me. You know I'm okay. You know I'm not mentally unstable. And she said, well, Marlene is a dog, you know. And man. Anyway. So Andre's not having a good day.
Poor Andre.
Yeah. So they take him and they put him in a straitjacket or whatever, and they bring him in, and they bring him back to the sanitarium that John and Marlene are being held.
Of course.
And he goes in, and he's like, turns around, and they sit him down right in front of John and Marlene. His eyes get like, what the hell is going on? He's there. Is this some, he says to Marlene, you bitch. He says, he calls her,
is this
some kind of game you're playing with me? You know, because he says, what are you doing? Is this guy, I just talked to you. And Marlena says, Andre, what are you doing here? He says, well, you put me here. She said, no, I didn't. That was Hattie. And he just, the realization that it was Hattie. He's here, she's stupid, you know, like, yeah. And John says, and he says, you've been duped, buddy. So they have Andre in a straitjacket now, and he's in those were some great scenes, especially the therapy scene where he was supposed to be going to Marlena for therapy with him and Deidre. Those were some really good scenes.
Did they ever show flashbacks when they were together?
No, they never, because there was supposed to be back, right. They never really showed.
Yeah, they had spoiled
any
scenes,
flashbacks.
And then they never showed them. Yeah.
No, but the thing was, is why she wanted to get back is because he set her up and stole the money from the company that she worked for, but he stole it or whatever, and she took the blame for it. And that's how she ended up in prison. So she wanted revenge on him. So she kind of got her revenge. So she's, you know, that... and then at this time, around the same time, Paul is figuring out, like, well, he can't find his dad. His dad always tells him where he's going. And he says, Marlene is just not acting right. So he goes to Hope for help. And so then Hope comes, and she just misses Andre being taken away. And Roman and Jennifer, like, explaining to Hope, you know, this Marlene is just not herself, and she really had it out for Andre. And then Hope, you know, because she knows Hattie, she's putting two and two together. She said, I don't really think that's Marlena. She says, I think it's Hattie. So then she goes, and she goes to get Hattie then. So that's at the end of Friday's show. That's like, she's kind of exposed Hattie. And, yeah. And so Bonnie's also... But then we did see some scenes of Adrian in the jail, because we hadn't seen we've been seeing Bonnie as posing as Adrian, but we really haven't seen Adrian. So now Adrian's in the jail. And do you remember that one? There was the ones that were getting on Hope. There was two inmates, these women. Well, one of them's getting released. So she made a deal, and she wrote in this card, and she says, "You have to take this to my husband Justin." So this one lady's getting released. She says, and he'll pay you well. Just take this note to him. Now, explaining what happened. So that ended on Friday. This lady ended up at the Mirror Mansion, the Kyriakos Mansion, and Justin answers the door. In the meantime, Kyriakos. And Bonnie's in there. And Bonnie makes a play for Victor. She's all upset because Maggie, you know, her and Maggie are clashing.
Yes.
And he's sitting there reading the paper, and she's pretending she's crying, and he's there, what's the matter, and whatever, talking to Maggie. Oh, Maggie, you'll get used to you being here, whatever. And she's, oh, Victor. And she puts his hand, grabs his leg on his knee, and squeezes his leg. And Victor's like, he jumps. Like, what? So I don't know where that's going, but I thought, oh, God.
boy.
What's Maggie going to do? Yeah, so that was kind of interesting. But and I guess Maggie's Bonnie's whole thing is she wants to get back at Maggie, because wasn't there a thing with Mickey? Didn't Bonnie have a thing with Mickey?
Back in the day.
The other guy played
Mickey. When Maggie was on the island or something. I don't remember what the story was, but I know that at one point she was with Mickey. It was Bonnie and Mickey. She's trying to get back at Granny Red or whatever she called her, at Red or whatever she called her. But,
trying to break them and Victor up, but I don't know how she thinks Victor's going to want Adrian.
I
don't understand that.
I know. That would be so confusing, wouldn't it, for Victor? Like, huh?
So that whole thing is going to come, I guess, to a head now. So I don't know with Bonnie if she's going to be.
Yeah, because, I mean, how bizarre is that? She's in love with Dustin, and all of a sudden she's going after Uncle Vic? I mean, like, what?
Yeah, and then she was in love with Lucas before, and then her poor Lucas. Lucas is just dying here because he can't believe that he slept with Angelica, you know, and Chloe's helping him. So because Chloe made the anonymous call.
Bonnie. Lucas slept with
Angelica. Oh, Angelica. Well, he slept with Bonnie. He really did sleep with Bonnie, but he thinks now that he slept with Angelica because he was drunk and doesn't remember because Angelica.
Okay.
So they put Angelica in bed with Lucas. So Lucas woke up.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, gosh.
Yes, that's how they, you know, Angelica had the heart attack, right? Yes. So that's what Hattie did.
She was gone. Oh, my goodness.
So then he calls Chloe for help, you know, and then Chloe makes an anonymous call to the police. So, of course, they're all thinking she was found in Adrian's room. So everyone's kind of thinking Adrian did it. Adrian was responsible.
Oh,
but here it came out that they did an autopsy and that she really did die of a heart attack. But everybody's questioning Bonnie, you know, Adrian, what was she doing in your room? So, and Bonnie's like, you know, she's saying, oh, well, she just came to talk. I know, but I left before that, so something must have happened and she must have had the heart attack afterwards or something. So that was what's going on with poor Lucas. And then they kind of, Chloe's being real helpful with him and real
kind of been
understanding.
Friends.
So I'm wondering.
Kind of
yeah.
I hope
yeah.
Friend
so.
Because I mean, I like him as friends, but I wouldn't want him to be romantic again. That was awful.
Yeah.
That was a nightmare the last time.
Yeah. So.
She did him really wrong, so I would not want that to happen.
Yeah, so I don't know, but I'm thinking they're going to do, you know, because they were kind of like, oh, they're going to put her with Eric, or maybe they're going to put her back with Brady. So I don't know. So that's another interesting thing. And then
since Nicole's going to be out of the picture.
Yeah,
so
they have to go somewhere.
And then
with Chloe.
Well, that would be kind of cool. It would be kind of cool. Okay, here would be a win-win. Since we know Nicole's leaving the show, it would be a win-win if Brady and Chloe got together and they could raise Tate and Holly. And then also they could raise them under the roof of Daniel's mother, Maggie.
Yeah, and then Chloe has Parker. Yeah.
Right, right. So, I mean...
Yeah,
that would
yeah.
be like a win-win-win as far as, you know, now that Nicole's out of the picture, going to be out of the picture.
Yeah, which
you
is
know.
A shame, but, you know, she's going on to other things.
Yeah, I mean, it is a shame, but, you know, she wanted to leave or whatever, so whatever. But, I mean, you know, she's been on for a long time, but, and you know, but but if it was her choice, then, you know. But I think that would be a way to go, because I actually think Brady and Chloe kind of have, you know, I liked them as friends when she left that time she was a prostitute and he was trying to help her. I saw potential there back then. And I've always been a Nicole fan, but I can handle that if they're bringing Holly. Because otherwise it's like, Holly, where's Holly going to go? I mean, it would be the obvious win-win as far as the mother who carried her and cared for her for a good portion of her life. and the grandmother that's legitimately her blood grandmother, you know, to be in the same room.
Don't you think people want to see Nicole go with Holly? I mean, Holly go with Nicole?
Well, that's
I don't know. I don't know how they're writing this, so I don't know where it's going. So right now they're happy because Nicole got Holly back. And actually, Brady kind of played dirty to get Holly back because he more or less threatened the judge, you know, being a curiocus.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of bluffed him, said that he knew that Deimos had paid him off.
Mm-hmm.
So he did tell Nicole what he did to get Holly back, and she was fine with it. So
and I really like those two together, and I'm really bummed that she's leaving because of that. I mean, I really like that.
I think it's the best couple that they've had. I mean, I think they're the best couple together over the years of who she's been with and who's
he's been with.
The best.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why I was so bummed when they started going down to Eric and Nicole. You know.
Wow. I know these writers. I could like strangle them. You know, I don't know where. Wonder where they're thinking is. They do not follow the fan.
I know.
They just don't.
Well, the thing is, I understand the triangle, and I understand that you got to have tension and obstacles and all that. But it always seems like they end up wanting the rootable couple, the couple that everyone really wants, is the one that ends up losing. And the one they don't really want them with is the one that ends up, quote-unquote, winning. It's just like, oh.
Like they cram it down our throats like Hope and Wraith. Right now, that's like going zero. That's going nowhere to me. I mean, they haven't even had them together that much. There's been no story for them because they're not that popular. Although the writers, I don't know, maybe these writers will do something different with them. So I don't know. But I don't know. But, you know, so. And then with that thing with the cops and stuff, Rains, they finally exposed Rains, and that was the whole setup with Abe taking the blame, but it all came out that it was Rains. And
that's what we thought.
And the reason that Dario said it or something, they figured, which made it believable for Rains, was that he would be afraid to say it was Rains, so he just picked Abe, like, to save his skin, you know, to save himself, so he wouldn't be after him. So he just... Yeah, that's kind of how explained why Rain bought it.
That, you know, a couple months ago when Abigail asked when Abigail was fretting about Dario and this drug lord and all this stuff, and he says, "Well, I have some friends in Mexico. I could check on it for you." I was like, "What?" And then he comes back and goes,
"Yeah,
he's right. There is somebody after him. Like he's the only Dario Hernandez south of the border. You know, I mean, come on, really." You know, and so at the time I thought, that's really kind of lame. And so then when we started thinking, it can't be Abe. So I was like, it's got to be that Rains guy because he was putting the squeeze on Lonnie, trying to get her to spill.
Yeah,
thought,
especially when
he was
trying to, like, And she was doing her job, so it didn't make sense. Why would she get in trouble with her, you know, when she was working with the FBI guy? That's, you know, usually they work together, and it's like, okay, that didn't make sense. So...
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was Dario then called Rafe and told him that he was sending something to the club that would expose Rains. It was a little tape recorder thing. It was in an envelope. Well, here, Gabby was on her way there and intercepted the guy, and he gave her the packies. So she goes into the club not knowing that Rains is in there. So she opens up the envelope and gets this little recorder out, plays it, and it's Rains talking to Dario about the whole counterfeiting ring. And then you hear back in the background, "I really wish you wouldn't have played that." And Gabby goes, "Oh no." So he kidnaps her or whatever and takes her to his...
So Rains has her?
Rains.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Rains had her. Yeah, Rains has her, takes her to wherever they did their counterfeiting thing, which looked very much like the Horton cabin. Let me tell you, that was the Horton cabin. When they walked in there, I'm there, wait a minute. They had it like, you know, they disguised it a little bit. But, you know, that was the Horton cabin. I'm thinking,
well,
I don't know. I think Jen
I do have a
we'll
question.
Have to ask Jen
I have a
if
question.
She thinks that. Yeah.
I have a, a fundamental question here. Shouldn't there be like a term limit on how many times a character can be kidnapped and held for ransom or held for whatever? Shield, ransom, whatever. Shouldn't it be like a limit
to that? Well, he was actually
going to
kill her.
Like in a given year? Oh.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
he
like,
was actually
poor Gabby. I mean, like, does she have, like, something stamped on her forehead? Oh, yeah,
Gabby. Yeah, this is how many times now for Gabby, yeah.
I guess it's
but
kind
it's
of karma for all that she put Melanie through and everything. But anyway, okay. Right.
Yeah, so they were, so
aside.
I don't know. Yeah, and so they're there, and you know how many, you're seeing the scenes, and he has the gun, and he says, he keeps pointing the gun at her, and oh, and she keeps talking, trying to talk her way out of it, and every time you think he's going to shoot her, they pan away. Like, how many times are you going to do this before you're going to really pull the trigger? And but it gives them enough time to figure it out. I mean,
right,
Rafe, they all figured out where she was at, okay? They figured it out, and they come busting in, and they arrest him and take him away. This is what I'm trying to remember. They did somehow, they got into where, when they knew it was Rains, where some of their old, Dario had and had some of his business dealings doing, or what, I don't know. They said it real fast, how they, you know, Rafe was saying, here's this and this and this, and they're like, okay. They did, it was like a hurry-up rescue. It wasn't like Gabby was there for, it was like one show.
Yeah.
It was one show, and that was it. She was rescued by the end, you know, by the end of that show. So, yeah, so we had that all going down. So Abe's released now, and he's with Valerie, and they came to see Theo and Claire. And Theo's being real jealous because Claire is liking Tripp now, and she wants Tripp to move in. But
he's kind of a danger
boy.
They
can help us. Yeah. So, and then Steve and Kayla. Kayla's still being a little. She's being still mad at Steve.
Oh.
You know, she needs to get over it. Steve didn't do anything wrong. Joey wanted to turn himself in. She's still playing the blame game. So that's what's going on there. So let's see. I don't know what else. I'm trying to think of what else
Paul
is.
Paul and Sonny. I guess Paul and Sonny are going to get.
Oh, Paul and Sonny.
Of course.
Yeah, double wedding.
Close, and they're getting. Oh, they did get have married.
Of course.
Married?
Guess who's coming back next week?
Course.
I think
just,
it's next week.
Just as Will comes back from the dead.
I want to see how they
nice
explain
to see Chandler. Yeah, I'm going to be really curious how they explain this. I'm wondering, do you think they brought Rob Wilson back? Was it Rob Wilson? What was his name? He's such a good...
Robert Scott Wilson?
Yeah,
I like him. He's good.
Oh, I loved him. And he was so nice in person and really... When we were interviewing him and everything,
he impressed me
a
day of days.
He is like... He blew me away. Both his talent and just as a person. He was so sweet and so genuine and everything. And, I mean, seriously, has the... top-notch acting ability. And he, but what was I going to say? Oh, he, I wonder if he would be doing cameos. I got to thinking about it. I was like, so are they going to reshoot those scenes with the old Will?
With the old Will,
Where we remember where we watched Guy Wilson, like, you know, being
and
mother,
where
I mean,
all this time?
Strangled. I know. Like,
is it a Demira thing?
It's got to
be
a
Demira
thing. I don't know.
A Stefano thing. I don't know.
It should be pretty interesting, I guess. But I hope it's. I hope they come,
how they come
up with
this.
But anyway, so but it will be nice to see Chandler again. I mean, he really did he go off? Did he finish school? Did he go to college or something? Or
I don't know.
He went off to school too,
but he'll be back. So
it's been civil.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it'll be interesting to see that dynamic. Yeah. And of course, as soon as Sonny and Paul get married, then
yes,
of course.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me see if I'm a caller. Hello.
Hello.
Is it Jen?
Hey, Jen.
Yeah, thought it was Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hey there.
How's it going?
So, what are your thoughts?
Good. Okay. I'm kind of on the fence. I don't want Brady and Chloe. I want either Jen and Eric or Chloe and Eric.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
Chloe
like,
and Eric?
I like Jen and Eric.
That. Yeah,
there was some kind
like
of a
Jen
hint at that at one time.
Yeah.
I do like Jen and Eric, though.
Yeah.
I think they have more of a friendship base and stuff too, from which to build instead of, like with Chloe, I think it would be really superficial, in my opinion, but, you know, what do I know? but I mean, whereas with Brady and Chloe, they have a history, and no, you know, so I just think that that would be kind of cool if Holly, I mean, of course, I originally wanted Nicole to take off with Holly and everything, but in a way, they also need to have some babies in town, you know, to grow, to be able to soar ass in 5 years or whatever. So I'm wondering, I just think that'd be, what do you think, Jen? Do you think it would be plausible to have Chloe and Brady get together, and then Maggie could have her grandchild in the house, and Holly could be raised by Chloe for at least for now until whatever changes. No, not really. You're not really a fan of Chloe, though,
no.
Right?
So, I'm not a Chloe I'm fan. Really no.
I like Nadia a lot. I'm not a real Chloe fan.
Yeah.
She really.
Although they
kind
of redeem her. Kind of redeem her.
She's trying to help Lucas and stuff.
I kind of like her with Lucas, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, see, I don't know. Because the first time around, that was so awful. I don't know if I could get over that.
But Lucas,
I do like their friendship,
Anne.
Though. What's that?
What's that?
Lucas thrown under the bus for Dan.
I like Lucas and Adrian.
I like them, too. But I like Adrian and Justin.
I like them, too. Yeah, I like Adrian. Yeah.
I don't know. I think Adrian and Justin are boring. I mean, because it's just like they're one super couple that I think are better with other people, in my opinion. But, oh, well. We'll see.
What's everybody think of Hattie and Andre? That could be interesting.
Oh, that would be a hoot.
That would be a hoot.
That one with Roman.
Aw.
I was just thinking of that when they saw their scenes together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I always like Kane. Yeah, Roman and Kane were always they were good.
But I mean, I don't
together
I don't
too.
Know.
Yeah,
no,
I don't know if they're
Andre.
Going there. Don't I think they're going
I still
there.
I want Andre.
Yeah.
I love
Andre. Yeah.
Lauren's chemistry.
Yeah.
I just don't like the way the writers are currently writing them. So it's kind of a bummer.
Now, what do you think? How do you like the way that? Did you see the change in the relationship between Andre and Kane? Last few.
Oh yeah, it's really weird. I mean,
yeah, it's like they. When did that happen? It's like all of a sudden they kind of turned on each other. Oh.
Well, maybe he's not Andre. But I can't see him if he's Tony being bad like that.
Being bad. Yeah, I don't know. I know a lot of people are hoping for that. So,
I'm kind of hoping for a Kristen and Andre reunion, too.
Kristen and Andre. Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting about her coming back, too.
Yeah. You see, I used to love them back in the day. I wanted Kristen and Andre, or Kristen and Tony.
Oh, yeah. Which it was Tony. We thought
see,
it
no,
was Tony
I don't
at the
like
time.
That. I'm going to have to veto that
idea. I wasn't
idea.
A fan.
That was before I saw Leanne and Tony together. I had never seen Tony and Anna.
Tony and Anna's always, Tony and Anna's always been, there was a couple. But then, you know, seems like we've always had Andre more than we've had Tony.
Yeah.
Although we've had Tony and Anna, so it's confusing.
Yeah, when I started watching, Tony and Anna were already gone from the show, and Tony came back and it was Tony and Kristen, who I liked.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get to see Tony and Anna until the 2000s.
Oh, okay. But if you go back in, like, the early 80s, that's when, like, it was Tony and Anna.
I could understand that in that case. Yeah. I could understand it. But, like, I was in the – I was Tony,
that was
Tony
a good story,
and Anna
though.
Were my –
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I would even be – I would even like it if Tony was a little bit gray – if it became Tony and he was gray –
Yeah.
I like that. I love their chemistry together. So I would say whatever combination, I don't care. I just like them together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he could change, you know, for wherever, because he's supposedly dead, but of course we know he may be not really dead. So what did he go through? Could have changed him, you know, to be a little bit more Demira and embrace his Demira side or whatever. So you never know.
Hey, you never know. He can be down in that
Could be what?
He could be down in the secret room.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. You know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
You never know what the writers are going to do. So.
Yeah. Ron's famous for secret rooms.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know all about them, so that's happened in the past, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, now, did you think that it was the Horton Cabin when Gabby was kidnapped with Rains?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And what a waste of a good character.
Rains?
Yeah. I like his movie with Kristen Alfonso.
Oh, okay.
I thought,
he was always so, you know, full of himself, but yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
I hope they,
The only time he really had a spark was with Abigail. His character was able to show the more tender side. And then I was like, not necessarily with Abigail, but I was just like, because before he was always,
we saw another side
the way they
of
wrote
him.
His character. It was nice to see, like, the caring side and the kind of, I don't know. I think that was probably, they probably didn't use his talent to the best, probably, because wasn't he, like, a lead on another show and everything? I mean, they could have made him a romantic lead for somebody.
He's on Bold and Beautiful, too.
Okay. But, I mean, he did well. He did a good job on it, for sure. But.
Yeah. But it could be because I just hate Rafe and Hope. I don't want anything but them.
You too.
Yep.
Who likes Rafe and Hope? I don't know. Not too many.
Not me.
I don't know.
It's like,
So how did you like the whole Andre in the straitjacket, finding John and Marlena, what Hattie did to him? Funny.
I saw early in the week him in Marlena's office, and that was funny. I haven't seen him in a straitjacket yet.
Okay, but when he came into Marlena's office, when he said, "Are you ready for me?"
Yep.
That was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then she that was funny. And the whole exchange between them was good. Yeah, him and Deidre were really good.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I could even see them together, you know.
You could see them together? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be interesting, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. I remember back in the day they tried to put Marlena and Tony together. And oh, my gosh. I know the fans got in an uproar about that. Remember they wanted to have them as the parents of the twins?
Yeah.
And then they made it Roman and Kate. Yeah.
Yeah, I like Roman and Kate too. It's like, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't decide who I want Kate with. Either Andre or Roman.
I know.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I was sentimental when I saw those scenes with Cayman. They were pretty sweet.
Yeah. It's like,
He always, Kate always brings out that sparkle in Roman that nobody else can, you know? It's kind of funny. Hell, you know. Their scenes were really good.
Yeah, it's like.
So, anything else, Jen, that you like this week? Did we forget anything?
I'm trying to think.
I hope I covered everything.
I think we covered everything.
Trip and Kayla and all the and Claire or. Theo, and I guess Sierra will be coming, but the new Sierra will be coming into the mix of things. I wonder if there'll be a triangle there somewhere with Tripp and Claire.
I hope.
Are
they replacing Theo, though? Are they getting a new one?
I don't know. I haven't heard that.
I heard something.
I hate
about
that he's leaving.
I really like him.
Yeah.
I don't want him to leave.
Yeah, he's really good. He's the best of all. He's good.
Oh, yeah, I can see him setting up a thing for Sierra versus, because Sierra and Claire were you know, fighting over Theo. I can see them fighting over Trip.
Fighting over Trip, yeah.
I still can't take Claire.
I'm just hoping that Sierra comes.
No, I am not a Claire fan.
It's like, no.
Still don't like Claire. No, no, she, yeah.
Well,
I'm
and
not
it,
a
like
fan
we've
of
talked
her.
About before, it always concerns me when I see actresses getting too, what I think is too thin. It worries
yeah,
me. Because I have to be very
yeah,
bothersome.
She's really. Yeah.
And I mean, if that were her natural state, I mean, some people are naturally that way, but I always worry in that business that
yeah.
girls are pressured into that. And I was, you know.
Yeah, and I don't
anyway.
Think that's good for viewers either, you know?
What? What was that?
I don't think that's good for teen viewers either.
No, because
you know?
Then they think they want to emulate that. It's like, oh my gosh, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
she's a cute girl. I just worry about her health. I mean,
I like
but,
it when Christian Alfonso and Allie Sweeney were younger. They weren't skinny
yes.
like that.
Healthy.
They both were the way that because they came on as teenagers.
Yep.
And they never didn't
then think
seem
about
like,
it.
I don't
they
know if
both
they pressured
got,
them because
well,
they never
got
thin when
though.
They were little.
Yeah.
But I mean, they both got, but then they both got crap from people, and that was even before internet really and stuff.
Yeah.
They both got a lot of crap. But it's
yeah.
nice because, like, it seems like Allie Sweeney has found a way to be very healthy, very health oriented, you know, so she,
yeah.
you know, she seems like she looks very healthy.
But she never was, like,
thin,
really
thin
since. She never has been.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
but no,
right.
yeah, she
but, I mean,
is
but
now.
But she looks really
I mean,
great.
Yeah.
She looks very fit
but,
and healthy,
she looks
but
good,
not
yeah.
too thin.
Yeah.
yeah.
But
she would have been beautiful no matter what her weight was or whatever. But it was just like they get that pressure from the studio sometimes. But you're right.
Oh,
least,
I'm sure they had pressure.
At least they didn't.
Yeah.
At least it didn't cause them to, you know, when they were young to have to be, you know.
When
anyway,
I was
so.
It's not just
what?
Like soap, though, because when I was at Shore Leave, you ever watch Star Trek Next Generation?
Huh.
Star Trek Next Generation, yeah, I've seen it.
Remember Deanna Troi?
Yeah.
They were
yeah,
on
like
her to lose weight. The studio was all over
oh,
her
okay.
to lose weight.
Uh-huh.
But yet they kept feeding the character chocolate.
Oh, okay, yeah, because she had this thing about chocolate. I remember that, yeah. She had this thing.
But they were
really
all over
her chocolate.
To lose weight.
But all over her, yeah. And I don't think she was heavy at all.
She wasn't.
She had a great figure.
Yeah,
she wasn't.
She was a...
No, not to their standards, maybe, but no, she wasn't.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, she was
how heavy do they want
like...
these girls to be? Yeah.
It's sick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's either that or it's youth, and then it's youth too. You know, they're always want
yes.
to go to the. Although I do like their use of the veteran actors. You know, they
oh,
are
yes.
been using them pretty
yeah.
well in a mix with everybody. So.
Yeah, I like the mixing of, and I liked it when he did it on General Hospital too. He brought back a lot of the veterans to the show we had not seen in years. Ron did.
Who was that, Jen?
When Ron took over on General Hospital,
oh,
he
yeah.
a lot of the veterans. We had Tracy front and center. We had Monica. She brought Bobby back. It was like the veterans were finally back after like 20 years. And he's doing it with
Dave.
Well,
that's cool because that's who I loved when I was younger was those characters.
Yeah, it's like...
Mm-hmm.
And the same with Dave. I mean, under Higley, it was like, if you did not know whose kid was who, you'd never know, because they hardly ever had scenes together.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hardly ever saw Hope with Claire or somebody, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, we could never say Grandma either.
Yeah.
I don't know
like...
if they still do. I don't know if that was... why they didn't want to do that, but
yeah, it's like
Oh, well.
Do you like the, like, campiness of it lately?
You mean with the doppelgangers? It's kind of the,
yeah,
the campiness
like,
there, I guess. Yeah.
I enjoy the humor. I don't want it to be
yeah.
the whole show,
the humor.
But I do.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do enjoy the humor. Yeah.
I like
and
the
I love
way
when
that
Audrey's
the,
on because he's always hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's, you know, him and Kate can be hilarious together.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
That was
they,
all,
that's the
all
thing.
This,
they're so
all
good together.
Times.
They can be funny.
That,
they can be sexy. They can be
yeah.
serious. I,
yeah.
I love it. They're so well-rounded.
Yeah. And they can both.
Mm-hmm.
Both they can tear
what?
Down. They can
right,
tear
right.
down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I hope the writers don't screw that up completely.
No.
Yes, please. Let's get Andre out of the, sooner
mm-hmm.
or later they're going to get Andre, John, and Marlene out. John and Marlene are going to be going for shock treatments. So I don't.
Oh
that's,
my gosh, that's not.
I don't
funny.
Know if they're going to actually go through with
be,
it.
They
I don't know if they're actually
going to
go
about
through.
That.
No, they shouldn't. No,
they shouldn't
fact,
be
they shouldn't
joking
be
about that. That's
stuff
wrong.
Anymore.
No, that's
yeah.
wrong.
Well, I don't think
they
they're joking,
joking
about
that.
It, but that's what they're going to do. That's what they want. No, that's
what
Hattie is ordering them to do.
I don't even think that they should,
mm-hmm. they should
I mean, that's
talk
something
about
they
it.
Shouldn't. I mean, because there are people who really have
yeah.
that. And
yeah.
That, I think that's crossing
yeah.
the line.
Do they
maybe,
still
but,
do that?
Yeah.
Do they still do shock treatments? They do that?
I've heard that it's, I've heard that there are, they still do use it. But not to the degree, of course, that they
yeah.
did at one time.
Because
there's
did.
Some
okay.
people, I think,
so
that that's all that, that's the only thing that helps kind of thing, but it's a minimal, I think it's a small percentage. But I mean, I guess I'm just saying, for the people that have had that or, that family members have or whatever, I mean, that's not a ha, ha, ha. So I hope they don't make light of that. But, I mean,
yeah.
I'm not,
mm-hmm.
like, missensitive, flower or anything, but I just that, but it just that's kind of cruel, so I hope they don't go too far on that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do like I am enjoying the humor. I just I don't want it to be the whole show being campy, but I do like I like having some levity, I like having some lighthearted. I enjoy having the characters like Bonnie and Hattie basically saying what we all think sometimes of Marlena and Adrian,
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny with,
and the
Bonnie
Lucas and Lucas,
and,
I mean,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, Brian's been so good.
Oh my God, he's amazing.
He's been hilarious.
I
yeah,
love him.
He's been
I love
hilarious.
Him so much.
Yeah.
I love Brian. Like, he's
yeah.
just like,
Yeah, he's been back
yeah.
for so long, and he's finally getting a chance to shine again.
Yes. And
mm-hmm.
what I love is I remember I used to say, like, why won't, like, Tomlin and those guys, they wouldn't write for him. And I'm like, why won't they let Lucas be funny? Brian is so funny naturally.
Yeah.
And he
he's
could
naturally
translate that with his
yeah.
character so well. And it's like it would be so frustrating to me. I mean, he'd be serious, too. He's a very good actor. But it's
yeah.
like, he's really, he has that, like, natural talent, of, to be the comedic timing and everything. And I love it when he and Kate are going after each other,
oh,
like,
yeah.
doing the banter thing and all.
Oh,
oh my
yes.
gosh.
They've always
so,
been, oh,
so
yeah.
I enjoy that we have some humor and some, it's not just all, like, serious 24/7 kind of thing.
What would you
so.
Think of Lucas and Eve pairing? That would make Kate crazy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Eve's coming back. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't Eve after Justin? There was kind of something there with her and Justin there, I remember. Yeah. Or Eve and Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even
yeah.
Eric.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh. I guess there's a lot of options there.
Oh yeah.
Where they go. Anything else, ladies, before we wrap it up? I think we covered everything. I guess we'll have the returns will start coming in. I think Will's coming
yeah.
in. Probably Ellie. I would think then with him coming back, I guess Sammy should be soon to follow.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Same time.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, good deal.
See what'll happen. Yeah.
Have a good rest of the weekend.
Okay.
All right.
So, see what happens next week. Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.